The Beatitudes are the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave to the multitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." So how do you remain flavorful salt and keep your brightness? Well, Jesus tells us of one way. That's in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." In John chapter 8, verse 29, we're also taught by Jesus, "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." It's often a surrender to fear that causes us to stop our walk and lose sight of God's light. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 helps us stay focused and faithful as he writes, "God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." When it comes to our mouths, we find in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, "Let your speech always be with grace." We're certainly surrounded by temptation. It's proof that Satan has domain over the earth. I'm sure you've had days when it felt like you were the sole focus of each and every possible temptation there is. Key to rebuking all Satan throws at you, that's found in Hebrews 2:18. "Since Jesus himself has endured being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted." Just like a marathon runner keeps the finish line in their minds to keep going even when they feel like they ran out of gas a stride ago, we too need to keep the finish line God promised us in our mind, soul, and spirit that can only be received through worship, obedience, and praise of God. How do we need to run our race, and what's waiting for us at that finish line? Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 tells it all. "He that sows to his sinful nature shall of the sinful nature reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall reap from the Spirit life everlasting."